Welcome back to FPL Juice, your place to come for the latest squeeze of all the juicy bits from your favourite game and ours, Fantasy Premier League. Joining me is a man who couldn't quite, I mean, we probably won't touch on it much tonight, but couldn't quite squeeze into the top mill. He might not have a top 10k finish, but he has got two lies. Commas.
Lies,
he has got two commas in his rank. Lies, how many people can say that? Lies, it is, of course, Ashley.
Yeah, hold tight, you absolute liar. You lie so much, bro. I don't know how Kate can trust you. Anything you say, I really don't. The amount of lies you tell. Yeah, you liar. You're like Jim Carrey, bro.
How am I
liar? Liar, liar, bro. That's all you do. You lie all the time. Top liar.
The facts remain. I don't need to go into them again, but the facts remain, Ash. You have more commas than top 10k finishers.
Listen, commas are like gold dust these days, mate.
Well, you've got gold dust.
You want commas. Like, commas is the thing. That's the new thing.
Seven digits, man.
Shut up, bro. Listen.
Seven
big
digits.
Man out here. I got top 10k's and you got no top 10k's, bro. Just remember that. You're inferior to me and everyone knows it.
Imagine Nickel clinging man. To a lie.
Shout me, innit? Shout
Imagine
me for,
clinging to a lie.
Shout me for some help, innit? I'll give you mates rates if you want some help.
I'm trying to find Nick's rank history.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Make sure
look at the five-year average.
Make sure you look at his rank history.
Me versus Ash, five-year average.
Don't look at five-year averages.
He's 600K.
Don't look at five-year averages because I've been carrying him for the last 5 years on this show because he does fuck all.
What are you talking about?
He does absolutely nothing. He's the laziest guy I've ever met in my life. He's lazy and he lies. It's the L. Top L. L's in the game right now.
The only one taking
lazy
L's is you, mate. The only one taking L's is the guy who's
you're a lazy liar.
You can't get into the
top. I've got top 10k. You can't say nothing to me.
Mate, do you know if you went
a big man in
if
this.
You went to Estonia, every single person could play that game and stand in a queue.
Mm.
If you counted back from your position from one to where you finished,
yeah,
you'd run out of country.
But yeah, it's mad. I love Estonia.
Fiji, same.
Old tightly Estonia.
Fiji's got a smaller population than your finish.
That's fine.
That's mad.
What, Finland?
There's actual countries.
There's people that have been
less people.
There's people that have been playing the game for less years than you and have had more top 10Ks than you. How many years have you been playing again? 17 years.
Only 6 years ago, you had two commas in your rank two.
Ah! 6 years? Waste man, bro.
6 years before I started playing
yes,
properly.
Sim. Get in.
6 years before I...
But!
Oh, you said just me?
Alati.
Is he not allowed?
No, it's not Ash, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I was going to do the intro. All right, check it, you man. There we go.
To be fair, you got a 67K.
Yo, gang, hold it down. It's a mad one. Let's drill.
And a 37.
Bro, are you going to let me do my intro or what?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Are you what? Go I don't on. Have to.
I know you spent a while writing this, so go for it.
Lyrics, innit? Yo, gang, hold it down. It's a mad one. Let's drill. Game week 38, we bodied it. Real. Points stacked tall like a tower in the ends. London dons, no ops. We don't make amends. My head's massive, bruv. It's blocking the sun. Ego so big, it's weighing a ton. Skull's colossal, like I'm running the game. Big head vibes, whole league know my name. From the pitch to the roads, we're setting that pace. Man then move bait, no mask on my face. Swelled up dome, yeah, it's taking up space. 16 strong, Juice Pundits League, come find me in 14th place. Hold tight the bars, are you all right? By the way, I was 14th place, so I wasn't even last, and I was handicapped wholesale.
Yeah, but the person who finished last doesn't play FPL, it's James.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, Rupert.
Rupert's the Rupert. Only person yeah, exactly. who finished.
I like you, Rupert.
Rupert.
I like you.
Rupert.
Allegi.
I mean, I don't know what happened there. Shocking. You were comfortable. You just overtook him and I thought, that's it.
He was giving it large all season. And then look, see what happens? I have to have Haaland all season. I still beat Rupert.
You did have a little comeback. I like that.
Hi, Ava.
Thank you for that as well, Ash.
Then when Ava, you're getting barred from the chat.
Who is Ava?
Oh, it's my niece.
Oh, hi, Ava. And you just swore.
What?
A minute ago.
That's right. I swear around her all the time.
Well, that's classy.
Bad, very bad uncle.
Yeah.
How old is Ava?
Ava, how old are you?
Another great uncle. Doesn't know how old she is. Do you actually not know? Do you actually not know?
No, I don't know. About 10 or something.
About 10.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this the daughter of the top 10K buy? Is this Sean's?
No.
Daughter. Okay, it's Francesca's
family.
Okay. Yeah. I was just checking because I didn't know. We had a link there for a minute to expose Ash live.
What, via a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good with children.
Especially, not when it comes to exposing. You're the exposer.
You're good at exposing. You love exposing around the children.
Demonetized.
Yeah. That's why we don't get views, guys.
That's one of the reasons we don't get views.
Yeah, true.
Thanks, Ash. Anyway, once more, we'll check in on the Juice Legends League. As we come to the end of the season, glory is at stake. And there is one more signed football shirt to give away. Before we get stuck into all of that in a slightly condensed show tonight, because you's in the studio straight after us was...
the B team.
Under-21s. A little show like to call...
You guys are like the fluffers. You're warming up the pitch.
The development squad are out.
A little podcast that they like to call... Stick to FPL. Of course, fronted by FPL mate Dan. And he needed
talent.
Someone just to, you know, clear up the studio when he's finished and all of that sort of stuff. Bro, he brought in this guy. It's FPL Sim. How are you doing, mate?
Sim, don't take that, bro. Don't have it. Don't let him do you like this.
You know what? I'd say something if Juice had more views.
Oh, wow.
It's like shouting into a void. Well, there's no point.
Do you go live? Do you do live? Or
we've gone live once.
Nah, they got you're not in about
they got the skills to go live.
Yeah, you got that live one.
It takes 12 hours to do. It's like Pixar. It takes 12 hours to get 6 minutes. It's unbelievable the amount of
totally edited out. Edited to perfection.
Right, I've added.
Thank you. I think you need a lot more temperament than people realize to be live. And you can't really make errors. But you guys really sort of double down on that by making lots of errors and not giving a shit.
Become the errors. Yeah. Become one with the errors.
I always joke, on any other podcast I wouldn't eat, but happily eat on Juice. It's juice.
It's that
it's part of the energy.
Yeah. It's the whole thing is unprofessional.
Exactly.
We live for the unprofessional.
Exactly.
Only Jimmy would spend £50 on Wingstop. Whilst we're podding live.
What a guy.
Yes, Jimmy.
More comers than come a chameleon.
Oh,
I love that. That's a great shout. Can you scroll up? Who wrote that, Ash?
I don't know. I can't scroll.
Do you get that reference?
What does it say?
You got more commas than come a chameleon.
Oh, what? Come a chameleon.
It's a great shout. Two phone Ash. Yes, Colm. Yes, George. Gavin, how are you? He had a decent season, didn't you? Where'd you finish in the end overall?
Did you sell your uncle that 7-digit finish?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dan, good to see you. Mo, Trophy FPL, how you doing, mate? And whoever else, I can't see how that height.
I can see. Colm says, who would you say had the worst goalkeeper luck this year? Ash benched Pickford or Nick, who played Martinez? I think I've had the worst goalkeeper luck, to be fair. You had Henderson all season, which is obviously a vanilla pick, but he's done really well all season.
Not a vanilla pick. It wasn't.
It is very
pick
vanilla, bro. You want some vanilla flex. Animation, shout out, Brian. Plonkers in the house, RL. Michael Svedin's here. Juice me up and call me Sally, says George Gavin. Claire FPL, evening, guys, she says. Geddy FPL, good evening all. Dan, evening all. Immortal Treknik in the house says, good evening, peeps. Loads of people in the chat. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and do become a member to support the channel. It's only 99 pence. Or if you want to join the Juice Legends League, there's really no point. That's £2.99, but you can get in there early for next season.
Support. Maybe. Show the love.
Yeah.
If you anyone who joins now gets double dipped next season.
What?
Double what? What does that mean?
They have two tries of winning.
Two tries. Two tries. Ooh.
I like your start. Right.
I like.
Shall we get...
Shall. Bro, you're so posh, man. Who says shall?
Shall we get stuck in?
Yeah.
Is that posh, Sim?
Shall.
Shall.
Yeah.
Shall we
very
do this?
Posh. Yeah.
Shall we go to the...
It's pronouncing any A like that is posh, isn't it?
No, just not as southern,
so
isn't
you
it?
Know he's got money.
Money. Because I can talk properly.
As you say shall...
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, is that the Brightlin?
Yeah.
You know, I helped pick that, bro. You know you're wearing a piece of me right now.
That
you know that.
Beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I gave that the sign off. You know that.
Nah,
you're welcome, G.
Now I feel ashamed. I didn't bring mine.
Better beach.
Anyway, Marbella Beach.
enjoy that while it's still on your wrist, because I need that brownie to sell.
Right, let's, shall we see the teams?
Yeah.
Where's James? He can't even do it now.
Have you not got the buttons?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine Nick's been doing this for 4 years, 5 years almost, and still doesn't know that he's got to press the buttons. Mm. Shock him.
Right, as always this season.
Hope for the best.
But oh yeah, why is that still there?
Oh, sorry.
Don't know. There we go. Right, Ash, for the final time this season.
Is this me?
Mission failed. We'll get a mixed one. You lose.
Oh, the class.
I like your dog. Hello, darkness.
Oh. Brother, what's that?
He took a minus 8.
Are you always this pathetic?
Oh, that's horror.
Skill issue.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
There you go. That's all the buttons for a poor team, and you deserve it. You have.
How long, be honest, how long have you been planning that for?
I haven't. It's just there in front of me. I've got all the things.
Yeah.
I've got all the things. And I just saw, do you know what?
That was good.
It's a minus 8 to finish the season. A season sum up. 37 points.
Mm.
And you were lucky to get them. Talk us through the team.
I think I've actually had a really good season. Like you might
compared to some of your other
fools
seasons.
Will look at this out of context and think that I've had a terrible season for one of the top content creators in FPL world history.
Yeah. But cerebrally challenged, so we should be proud.
That isn't entirely false either. But obviously those who are followers of the channel and the juice, the mandem and the geldem will know that I've been handicapped all season. I've basically been playing FPL without 15 million, which I'll let you guys try and play FPL.
No,
without,
that's not true.
Without being able to use all of the money that you're allocated in the game, I've not been able to. So for me, just to be just outside the top 1 mil, I think I've done actually very, very well. And you can never take away my top 10K. Remember that.
Your brother can if you
just remember
you
that.
Kept the
just remember that. So shout me for tips.
Listen,
Rodri's ACL ruined your season.
You can't moan about, you have had 15 million you could use.
No, I haven't. He had to be on the bench.
No.
When he
what
was
you had was the difference between Haaland and someone else. You could have bought better budget players, but
I did
due
buy,
to your lack
I did buy
of,
better budget.
Because you're such a template manager and just can't see past, oh, I like Salah, oh, I like Haaland. You were trapped in your-
There's no Salah.
You were trapped in a cell of your own mind and you didn't have the intellectual capability to dig yourself out.
Who's the most highly owned player in my team?
You had to sell Salah.
No, tell me. Go on.
Rodgers.
Yeah. 25%.
Yeah. Well, that was the template budget pick.
How's that template? The next highest owned. The next highest owned. Haaland. The next highest owned. Munoz. The next highest owned sales. Kanate 7%. White 4%. De Bruyne 11%. Martinelli 3%.
Yeah.
Evan Nilsson 8.5%.
The last
Welbeck,
3 weeks.
6%. Chalabar.
You went rogue.
Chalabar, who I've had for time.
You went rogue the last three or four weeks because you knew you were cooked anyway.
0.7%.
You did buy three of them this week.
Huh? Exactly.
You did buy three of them.
Yeah, okay, all right. Do you want to go to last week then?
That's insane.
About
a month ago, you knew you had so crap.
Last
you had
week,
no
last
choice
week.
But to have a
last
bit of fun.
Last week.
But that's what you should have done
last
this season.
Branthwaite, 1.9%.
When did you sell Salah?
Huh?
When did you sell Salah?
Oh, ages ago.
Oh, then you're good. You're good.
I'll tell you when I sold Salah. Yeah. In game week 32.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah?
Listen.
Before everyone. Because obviously I predicted he weren't going to do the thing.
I think that's when everyone sold him.
No, they didn't. He still got him.
I don't have him.
No.
Yeah, you're a real G. Like,
he has to have him.
You're a real G. Listen, like a real manager.
I left him in just to bury Ash.
Nick was
just
copying Luca.
Talk us through this team.
Not the best ending. I did a minus I did a minus 8. I did I brought in the Brighton double of Estupiñán and Welbeck, and I brought in Evan Nilsson as well. And I took out Mateta, some defender and some other midfielder. I thought Brighton would stick three or four past Tottenham. They did. They just didn't do it with the two players that I brought in.
You put
which is annoying.
The brilliant thing about Brighton is every time they score, it's like some regenerated Randall, like not part of FPL.
Yeah. It's like Pro Evolution.
Genuinely.
Did you bench boost?
Fake names.
No. No, I had Estupiñán and Welbeck starting instead of Munoz and I think it was Eze, maybe.
Who did Everton play again?
Newcastle away.
How did Pickford get 11 points?
Because they kept a clean sheet.
Points and clean sheet. They won 1-0, didn't they?
They won 1-0.
Everton beat Newcastle?
Yeah.
Wow. That was the whole thing because Newcastle had to...
You know you're on stick to FPL after this, yeah? You probably need to know that.
I completely missed that. I thought Newcastle got into the Champions League they won.
No,
they got in the Champions League because Villa didn't win.
Oh,
yeah, because Man United beat Villa. They didn't have to even get a draw.
It's just one of those games that just completely I missed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, obviously I got the wrong goalie. Like I fancied Nottingham Forest to get like a nice tight 1-0 win against at home to Chelsea. Ended up being the opposite that went that happened and Pickford got 11 points, but I don't think it would have made much difference to my season, to be honest. I'd have been in and around the top 1 mil, is what it is, isn't it?
Okay. Well, unlucky.
I don't even know, like, I've not even really been trying this season, to be honest with you. Like,
yeah.
I don't
know
about you lot. Have you been trying really hard?
Well, you
this
were
season?
50K. You were 50K and you were buzzing your tits off.
What even is this FIFA?
First 10 weeks.
What game is this, bro?
So to go from 50K.
I've never seen this game before. Is this Fan
Million?
Is this Telegraph?
You nerds, bro. You playing fantasy? What's going on?
This is Telegraph, isn't it? I'm gonna.
That looks like
Sim Diesel.
My very bad team.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
It's been. You got nearly 15, 16 points more than Nash, so don't worry.
Listen, it's been a horror season, and it's been a horror game week 38. The only thing that went well for me was I bought Semenyo. Who was my punt against Bowen, which obviously worked out, except for the fact that Bowen smashed it. So it wasn't all that. My captaincy was Martinelli, thought I'd punt it, didn't realise Arsenal would show up with their B team, and even then, apparently Martinelli is just not good anymore.
Once you see Sterling...
Yeah, he missed that one-on-one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Once you see Sterling starting, you know it's going to be a rough day.
It's horror. Yeah, I mean, outside of that, do I have anyone with points? I don't think so. Mbeumo's over 100% EO. Guardiola with the clean sheet, and that's about it. So it was a very bad ending to the season. I was hoping to sneak into the top 220K, maybe. I don't know. Ended up falling out of 300K in the end. So, yeah, we whimper away to the finish line. Been a very, very bad ending. Well, not actually, that's not true. I had a very bad first half of the season. Then I started smashing it up until 3 weeks ago. And then I've dropped down.
Tailed away at the end. Yeah. Well, next year, come back stronger. And
exactly.
Don't forget, you are, where are you, 300K? So you're nearly four times better than Ash.
Where?
So don't
four
be
times
too
better
hard.
Than shit. Still
hands
shit.
Up, who's had a top 10K in this room? Oh, shit.
Why are you putting your hand up like that? Listen, I hope you've got some sort of Elon Musk autism, and that's the only reason you're doing that salute, because you've never had a top 10K.
What? Hey, move on, Sim, bro.
Have you know got what? Witnesses
notice
to your
that
top
this man did not have his hands
you
up.
Know Nick, genuinely, I applaud you. And you know why, yeah? For so long, I was genuinely there and I was like, he doesn't have a top 10K.
He hasn't.
And like, you cooked it so hard that I fully believed it.
Yeah, he's good, isn't
but
he?
You know what? Fair play, man. Like, you're both brilliant. You're both brilliant.
Have both you? Brilliant.
He's a brilliant liar.
Have you got witnesses to your top 10K? Yeah. Like, friends that you play? Guess who hasn't? Guess who hasn't got one witness
you know
to
who?
This?
Bro, everyone from BMW that played in our mini league would have been
I
a witness.
Played.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, exactly.
I was there.
Yeah.
You so did
Mark
not
was
get
there.
It.
Bro, Mark was there.
Well, look, regardless, you obviously can't
yeah, exactly.
buy a team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shut up now.
You can buy an account.
You
why would I buy an account?
Because who buys accounts?
Account?
Sim, let me tell you the conversation.
In the history.
Bro, you're
I want to do a podcast
it's
with
how good
Nick.
At lying,
why would
but
you
I'm
buy
so
it from your brother?
If I remember
your
rightly,
brother would give you his account.
His brother's not going to give it. Look at this guy.
He rang me, asked to do the pod, by the way.
He
rang me.
Actually,
we'll do a podcast
you know
with
Nick,
me.
You're a legend.
Right.
Well
I'm
done.
A liar.
Well done. Well
top
done.
Liar.
You are a
if I ever
liar.
Need a lawyer, I'm calling you because you can lie.
Here's my order. This was my last hurrah. And I feel, listen, even though it was 77 points.
Could have been a lot more.
It could have been more. It should have been more. With that terrible ref. Well, the Martinez sending off, that's dumb. That is just... That's Martinez.
That was a sending off.
Right. So I'm not going to criticize
all day
that
long.
But the Rodgers goal and the subsequent concert, because they were down. So I'm blaming Martinez.
What was wrong with that decision? I don't understand.
Basically, he didn't have the ball in his hands.
He did, yeah. He's touching the ball.
No, he wasn't with one hand.
He blew before the goal went in as well.
Yeah, because he kicked the ball out of his hand. So it's like,
he didn't have the ball secured in his hand.
If you've got
one hand on a ball, that's not in control.
You can
if you're holding it like that up in the air, but if you're just down waiting for it to come and it bounces, like
if I catch it with one hand, is it in control? Like a basketball player?
I don't think
he had
mind control.
He didn't have grip of it.
Answer me, bro.
It was just touching his finger.
Answer the question, bro.
Touching his finger.
Is it under control if I hold it in one hand or not? Like in the sky like that?
I think
if I'm spinning it on a finger like that,
then it's not in control.
Is that not in control?
No.
If I'm just
no
like that,
someone can snatch that off you.
Who's gonna snatch it unless they do try and bicycle kick it?
No.
All right, all right.
But it's under control.
You're doing that on the ground. You're lying on the ground.
Yeah, like the Globetrotters.
Like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, like that.
And someone, obviously, you haven't got it in control.
I have got it under control. I'm just making it spin on my finger. It's obviously under control.
Can you see? When you're with Dan, do you have to
like Uri Geller
having to explain every common sense point to him?
Everyone's imagining it now as well. Look.
No one's imagining.
Yeah.
You just, right. So the ball wasn't under control.
It was under control. That's the foul.
Okay. So anyway, Martinez was sent off for being
evening, Chris.
So dumb. And then what we've seen, of course, is a dodgy goal ruled out. Consa's clean sheets wiped out. But I'm not going to complain too much because I did have a very nice end to the season. Brought in Semenyo. Beautiful stuff.
Oh, you brought in Semenyo as well.
Brought in Semenyo.
Nice.
Captain Bowen. Mbeumo, Salah, all returning as well. So yeah, it was a nice finish. And then obviously Kirkez and Vardiol with the cleans too.
So template.
Mbeumo and Salah hurt your rank.
You've
done well because you have Semenyo and Bowen.
He's very template this year. I'll be interested to see your TSBs on these players.
Yeah. Where did you finish the season at?
55K. Which is a nice, it's no top 10K like Ash, his brother, but it is a nice, nice thing. I'd take that. Especially I was like 5 million, like 5-6 weeks in.
I'm actually 5 times better than you.
What do you mean? Oh, I'm 20 times better. No. 20 plus another 250.
I'm 5 times better than you.
I'm 23 times better than you. Your brother.
What, this season?
Your brother.
Yeah, but you got to factor in the handicap. Like golf.
Your mentality is not my issue. There is no handicap.
Didn't you have a handicap as well?
Yeah, I couldn't buy Haaland.
Yeah.
So when he was banging in,
but this season,
when he was banging in hat-tricks.
No, but like
this season,
did you guys decide? Did you guys have the choice of who gets which handicap?
Yeah, because he was at the start of the season. He was like, Haaland's going to absolutely tear up. I was like, personally, I think he's a bit overpriced. So then we made a deal. It was like, I won't have him all year. I'll work around it.
I would say you both have been equally handicapped.
Yeah,
especially at the start, like on an outcome basis, you got screwed over by not. But like
exactly
at the start of the season, I would take your deal. Then I would instead of that one.
Yeah, but now what would you take the deal?
Well, no, but like
by a factor of what?
On an outcome basis.
By a factor of what would you not take that deal now?
There's no chance I'd take that deal.
But
thank you.
That's on an outcome basis. If you told me that at the start of the season, I would take your deal.
But Sim, look, but take the point, right? But Haaland, regardless of missing, if you left him in all season, he still would have outscored Cunha, who that was like the season of
people
his life.
People on Cunha for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, but Mateta, I could have done more with his with
Mateta's fun. A strong pick.
Mateta's been cheeks for like 2 months.
Evan Nilsson, João Pedro, people are on.
These are very unreliable players. But plus, all he Haaland's had to 15 do, million. So
I agree. Like, but
outcome-wise, he got screwed over. But
yeah, that's right.
Like,
all he had to do was pick either Isak.
I did have
Wood
Isak.
Or Wissa. Two.
I had Wood
Isak
and Wissa.
Wood or Wissa.
I had Wood and Isak.
And then you were
whose idea was this tripod? I can't see a single thing that anyone's saying.
Oh. Yeah, Jimmy, what's going on with the James tripod? I just want to shout out to FPL Nightmare, who's put in the comments. I think it might have been missed. I'm at work, so we'll have to watch later tonight. Just wanted to thank you all for such wonderful entertainment this season. You lads make the world of FPL a better place. That is a very nice message. Thank you, Nightmare.
Thank you.
That is very, very
and we are
crazy glazing.
Trying to get him on.
Nick loves being glazed.
We're trying to get him on, hopefully soon.
They call him the donut.
That's not
why they call him the donut.
Why is it?
Because
he's got a massive hole.
It's got a hole in the middle.
Hear, here, Nightmare. Nick's comeback was insanely good. Says Yelena. Shout out, Yelena. Getting great grazed again. You. Sorry, Sim, not Sim. Too much video gaming for me back in the day.
Listen, Ash.
Yes.
What have you got to say about...
What?
Do you want to make any apologies to who? To the viewers?
Viewers? Ask the viewers. Viewers, do I need to apologize to you lot? Like... What are we saying sorry for here?
I would support an apology.
Why would you support an apology? What?
You've made them look at your team for 38 weeks.
Yeah, no, they've you did. I didn't want to show it.
They've had to see...
You put it up every
week. The travesty that you were dealing with.
For supporting Luton, yeah. Jonathan? Final warning.
No.
We're going to tear it up in League One.
It was all good.
You got relegated, didn't it?
Yeah.
What a season.
It's not been great for me this year.
Back to back. Back to back.
But we're still smiling.
How do you...
We're still smiling, Sim.
How? I'm sure I was talking about this with someone else before. Mm. How often does that happen?
What?
Relegated out of the Premier League and then out of the Championship?
Yeah, not
like,
often.
Like, you've still got balloon payments.
Yeah, I know.
For next year. You're going to have balloon payments in League One.
For the next 2 years.
You're going to be millionaires.
If we get relegated now, we'll still get a balloon payment in League Two.
Oh, mate.
They didn't really get... like lose any of their players from the Premier League either.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird.
What happened?
I think a lot of those, like, how did...
Why did you get relegated?
Why? Because we didn't get enough points to stay up.
No, but no, players like, that were decent in the Premier League.
The story of the season. We didn't win enough games.
Stopped you from winning games?
Not having good enough players.
But you have good enough players. You have players who put up a fight in the Premier League
and
got promoted out of the Championship literally the season before.
We got unlucky. We had a couple of last minute defeats to... we were beating Arsenal at home. Rice, yeah? We were beating Arsenal
at home. We're talking about this
Championship. Premier League. Championship, we've just been terrible.
Why? What happened?
We lost Edwards.
Watching once they dropped out Premier League.
The team, we didn't buy no one. And the players we did buy were terrible.
Yeah.
And then apparently
there
was
the same team. You didn't sell anyone from the Premier League.
And he was literally our best player in the Premier League.
He was brilliant.
Come on.
We lost Barkley. Bell injured.
I'm trying to think of the... Who is your two strikers?
Doughty's been injured for most of the season. Morris and Adebayo just ain't been at it this season.
They were a handful. At the very least, championship strikers. Not
the confidence hasn't been there. We got off to a bad start. We just couldn't get the confidence back. And then we lost faith in Edwards. And then Edwards went. And then we got this guy from Wickham. Mm. And then it was still bad. And then we just about managed to string enough wins together that we thought there was hope. And then, we couldn't get over that.
Imagine I told you 2 seasons ago, Wrexham are going to be in a higher division than...
It don't matter, because Wrexham are trying to do what Luton did.
AFC again, Wimbledon.
Luton are like me with my top 10K. You could never take that away from Luton. We were the first team to go from non-league to the Premier League.
AFC Wrexham Wimbledon.
Will be second if they do it. Unlucky Wrexham.
AFC Wimbledon have been thrown down. You're like literally disbanded as a football team. And now they're like, call you up. Love to see it.
Which team do you support again, Nick?
What happened? Am I undeserving of a...
Right, James, can we get back to the three split screen, please? How did
that happen? He started pressing buttons. That's how that happened.
Ash, you need to apologise.
Get rid of the football.
I'm an idiot team. And I beat you. That's not very nice, Cole.
Oh, we
That is jokes.
Get rid of Ash's team,
everything,
please, James.
Everything nice I've ever said about Cole, I'm taking back.
Well,
unless I get a sorry.
I don't think... I mean, the only thing we can say is, like, you'll come back stronger next year. But 1 win out of 5 years since we're doing the podcast.
But to be fair, again, I've been handicapped because obviously I've been doing everything on the show, the pod, everything, the events, like everything, like the media. Like the only thing you do, you really just show up, press some buttons on the fucking launch pad.
Bring the personality. Yeah.
You bring half a personality because the other half is fake hair. And you press some buttons on the soundboard. I do everything else, so it's hard. I've got to balance so much, you know what I mean? Sim will know. Sim does exactly the same thing on Stick to FPL.
Exactly, I show up.
No, wait, that's Dan that does that.
Oh. You got the wrong game.
Ash, the real ones know, see? George knows. The real ones know. Sabotage, of course. It's for real. All season.
Let's have a little look at the Legends League, because of course, it's that time of the season.
Ash writes the theme tune, sings the theme tune, see? Zygul knows. And for the final time this season, it is time to do the Juice Legends League, the best mini league in the whole world of football and FPL, sponsored by our very good friends, Signed Football Shirts. Now, you may be wondering, guys, you may all be wondering what it is that Signed Football Shirts actually do. Well, Nick is here to tell us. Nick, what do Signed Football Shirts do?
SFS?
Yeah.
I do Signed Football Shirts, mate.
What?
Yeah, I just do Signed Football Shirts. Hey, what's going on? Get them signed, frame them.
What?
People pick them up.
What'd they do before though? Like,
oh, you mean the self-fellatio straps?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay.
Self-fellatio, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
You're aware of what that is, right?
Straps of that help you do self-fellatio.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there any history behind that? Or?
Do you know what self-fellatio would be?
Yeah. I'm so confused. What?
Have you Googled it?
I don't need to Google it. I know what that means. Imagine I Googled it. My volume's up as well.
I don't think I can do this one.
No?
No, I feel like I could go too far now.
You have pushed it. You have pushed it quite far this season. Sorry, Sim, you were saying.
Is that the Jamie Pickham?
It is, yes. Yeah. Very nice. That is how legendary our Juice Legends League is.
Even winners finish second.
I had the pleasure of meeting Jonas over the weekend.
Ah, cool.
The reigning champion.
Nice.
Jonathan's upset. He was expecting a war speech, Nick. What's going on?
Well, Jonathan!
Anyway,
I'll tell you what.
Big up the Signed Football Shirts.
Jonathan, if you tell me three words that SFS could stand for as a made-up company, I will give you a little speech. Mm. You can think of it.
Anyway, big up to SFS, who've been our amazing sponsors once again this season, kindly providing a signed and framed football shirt of choice to the winners of our Managers of the Month. For you, the legends of our channel, the guys that pay the $2.99 a month and give us that amazing support all year round. Amazing prize.
How do you feel about corruption?
Love it. Why? What you got for me?
How much bribes do I need to offer?
Not many.
To get one of these signed football shirts.
Oh, I know.
Well, Nick's been trying for 2 years.
I finished second and third twice, including this week, where if Martinez hadn't got... That referee doesn't get involved, I might have got a shirt this month.
The thing is, I do not believe that if I won this and there was a Messi shirt on, that they would give it to me. I don't believe that.
Of course they would.
They would.
It is you can
thousands of pounds.
No, you can pay an upgrade fee.
So there's a level that you can get.
Yeah,
there's a level. But there's a level that you can't get. Like Declan, like proper, like fair. Like I've never pretty much all the shirts are like available to like the.
There was one I think. And there's a little bit more to get.
If it's like a real elite.
Is it the Bale one? Or something. Might have been a Bale one or something like that.
Champions League.
Even if I gave £100 more, they wouldn't give a Messi sign.
Depends what like, it is.
There's no way.
Have you been on the website?
That's a big loss. He's paid for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at all the extra business he's getting.
Awareness.
It had two purchases.
look at all the extra eyes he's getting on his business.
Oh, mate.
Every single week.
Jonathan Shirley, Special Forces Service. I can't do that. That's too serious. But I do like Colm's Shoes for Sheep.
Shoes for Sheep.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
Well, of course, you know, Ash. one of the major problems with sheep is, you know, that horses, of course.
Oh, no.
Equine beings of the land famously have horseshoes nailed onto their hoofs.
Why are you saying it like that?
What?
Hoofs.
Robert Hoofs.
Yeah.
Hoofs. Nailed on, and of course, this is due to road wear.
Please stop.
This is due to road wear. And effectively, people wanted the same grippage for sheep. And of course, when it comes to sheep, you know, they're mainly in fields. They're not on the roads. Damn shame if you ask me. Mainly because people don't like to ride them due to clinging on to the horns of the rams. But people do like to see the sheep in the fields. And of course, sometimes, you know, a mountain goat, you must be familiar with a mountain goat. They can stand on any bloody steep hills. They can go on there absolutely fine. But the sheep struggle Now what they did, sausages for sheep, they came out and they said, guys, it was around 1996, New Labour, it was a whole thing. Now, as they managed to get these, effectively, a lot of football boots used to be discarded. The guys at FSF, SFS.
It's actually all a tax avoidance scheme.
The way they did it, they amalgamated the shoes and collected them together and then they morphed them into hoof shape football boots. Some were wearing Predators, some were wearing Goalers. Some of them were very disappointed they ended up Sondico and things like that. But on a whole, the sheep were kitted out. They wore them.
In the Barclays Premier League.
Unfortunately. Very good.
He's fuming in common.
Unfortunately, there was a nation to the west of us, Wales.
Oh, no.
They were not happy. The extra grip enabled the sheep to get away. They were sprinting across the field. The Welsh government put a stop to it and... In the end, I won't go into too much more details for fear of a lawsuit, but it absolutely wiped out one of the favourite pastimes of the great land of Wales. So they pivoted and they sold signed football shirts.
All right, okay.
The end. Mm. Okay, we'll have no more talk about anything.
It's a shame they didn't keep up that business. That sounds like a really lucrative.
Well, if it wasn't for the business. Bloody Welsh, it probably would have. See? I think Ian Rush was one of the real. Trailblazers in destroying that that dream.
Bit woolly this segment.
Yes, absolutely.
What we were saying was go and support SFS. They're on TikTok, Instagram, and X. Give them a follow, SFS. And if you are going to buy anything for anyone this summer, make sure it's a sign and frame football shirt. Use the promo code JUICE20 to get 20% off. Now, Manager of the Month for May. Nick, nearly man yet again. That is you, isn't it? It's like your top 10Ks. You nearly got one again this season. Not quite.
Yeah.
Shout out to Callum Clark in 9, Henning in 8, James Twiddy's had a great season in 7, JP in 6, George in 5th, Booner in 4, some Weisman in 3rd, Jamie in 2nd, and Mark J, former winner of the Juice League, is the winner of our May Manager of the Month, and he has a signed and framed football shirt of his choice winging its way to his house very, very, very soon. Congratulations, Mark.
Congratulations. Well done. SFS will be in touch to sell you some sheep boots or to offer you a signed football shirt, whichever you fancy.
Might get 2 for 1.
Overall.
No, this is a jacket.
Oh, gosh. Pull over. Are you doing the Ace Ventura? Pull over.
No, I don't, man.
We need to see. James, do you need to do this or can I press the button?
Press the button to begin with.
Oh, now we're doing it in reverse order. This is nice.
Reverse order. Finishing 10th in the overall standings for the Juice Legends League this year.
Where was Buna this weekend, huh?
Very respectable.
He's not online anymore, is he? He's been banned.
I thought he'd make his way back for the final day.
He's...
The people were desperate.
The people wanted.
For some Buna.
Well, I can tell you, he finished 10th. Snuck in there. Well done, Buna. Solid 10th finish.
Evening, Mike.
In 9th.
Oh.
Mike.
Congratulations, Mike.
Hillard Harriers, the captain Manager. Of our SKLW team.
Yeah, of which I was benched the most this season, I heard.
Excellent.
Quite rightly. Up to 8th. Gift of the gab. That is Charlie Marshall. Mm. Well done, Charlie. Solid performance in 8th there.
Good work, Charlie.
Sitting in 7th, we have Dan, FPL fella.
Team Ash representing.
Great season for him. Back up there. Consistency is key.
Mm.
In 6th, we have fastest writer.
Yeah.
Pickerton Roland. Roland Pickerton. We never quite worked that out.
Pidgerton. I'm going to go Pidgerton.
Okay, I like your style. Number 5, Brett Woodward.
FPL Shake and Bake.
Yes. I was trying
Coventry to... City fan.
There we go.
Unlucky again, Brett, this season, mate.
Oh.
Could be worse, could be Luton.
4th, David Gillespie.
That's definitely Gillespie. Great team name.
Now.
Hattrick Swayze.
Now.
Brilliant name.
Top three in bronze position.
Twitty.
James Twitty.
Twitty.
I mean, again, he's always up there, isn't he? Every year.
I don't know, is he?
Yeah, he's so consistent.
You see stuff sometimes and you're like, how has that happened? He was playing football with Pirates. Like, how has that happened?
Yeah, that was some weird, like, business trip. Like, what was the collab that enabled him to play at the Emirates with Pirates?
How has that happened?
Wait, what?
He's playing at the Emirates with Pirates.
What, was it like a charity thing? Well,
yeah, I don't know.
Sort of, like, yeah. Well, they played at the Emirates, at a match. And he
And Twitty can't make it to the Juice Charity game? What's going on?
It's
a tough choice. Pirates. Team Nick.
We'll see.
Absolutely smashed it, man.
Get your brother to manage the
Congrats,
team.
Congrats, James. Luck.
Right, yeah. In silver position.
He won a comp.
Jamie Pickett, former winner of FPL overall.
Yeah. Good
year. Second in manager month for May. And you'll see he dropped down into second position on the last day of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Unlucky, Jamie. And who was it? I think he's in the chat now. Who was it that finished top? Please, James, reveal to us now.
Thank you very much. I'll take your crown.
George Gavin.
Well done, George. Incredible performance.
I knew you could do it, George. I told you. Hang in there, bro. And you did it.
We the best.
78-point game week 38. Wow.
That's a 20-point swing. To get him into first position. Fantastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a well-deserved win this year.
Mm. What's his prize?
I don't know. We need to speak to James.
James, what's the prize? Get in here.
I can't remember if we did the manager.
Everyone say congrats to George, who's in the chat. George, what was your overall rank in the end, mate?
3K, I think it was.
Was it
3K?
Earlier. You've had a top 10K. Me and you, man. We do this, yeah? We're elite legend managers.
The lies.
Yes.
Well done, well done. Very, very good season from you, mate. And I'm sure...
We'll be in touch.
We will be in touch. Ash.
Yeah.
Because we're on a condensed show tonight.
Like milk.
Condensed like milk, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's everything.
Is that it? We're done.
That's everything.
Excellent.
We can discuss anything you want in the last 7 minutes before we have to make way for FPL, mate.
Okay.
Should
we talk about Bonnie Blue getting kicked out of Chelsea?
Okay.
One more tap.
Huh?
Say again.
Perked up when he heard about Bonnie Blue, didn't he?
Do you want to talk about...
Well, what we should first of all talk about is, of course...
The world?
No.
Oh, okay.
Lighthearted. What we do need to talk about is the Ash versus Nick match coming up on the 7th of June. If you want to come and watch, you can pay £5. Go to fpljuice.com, click on the Ash versus Nick drop-down banner. Remember, every single penny from a ticket sale goes straight to Street Child United, okay? So the pitch hire, the cost of the kits, the balls, paying for the referee, all of that stuff, kindly, James... LaunchPod Studios provided the cost for. So,
lovely
if touch. You do want to come, any money that donated literally goes straight to Street Child United. So please, it is for a very, very good cause. We've had some amazing people sign up to play, support, manage,
tell the people
coach.
What Street Child do.
Street Child United help kids.
All over the world. Through the power of sport.
Yes.
They put on like World Cups for like little football tournaments for homeless kids all over the world.
Jenny.
Literally brilliant.
Jenny's great put content. Up some great videos in the past, which you can link to see some of the stuff they've done.
So good.
But hopefully we're going to raise a lot more money. We're up to, what are we up to now? About £700?
Well,
we're
over £500, but we need your help, guys. We need to get to a grand at least, like minimum. Right? I know it's almost payday. 1,500? £2,000? £2,000? Two
ten.
And a half?
Ten.
Two and a half?
£20,000. £10,000.
20 10K?
Yeah, yeah. Minimum.
What, like my minimum. 10K finish? Mm. Yeah, some synergy.
If everyone dug in, right, and spread the word, donate for it.
If everyone dug in and spread the word.
Yeah.
So we're not touching it. Okay, yeah, fair. That's a fair point. Yeah.
Everyone should just be aware.
Where's the link to donate?
FPLjuice.com, right?
Or you can click on any of our social media links, or you can click on the video description link.
Yeah, go on. It's pinned on our Twitter profile. I know most people here are on Twitter. Please, just share that like mad. because it's not going to benefit us. It's all for charity. Mm-hmm. So please do get involved. Let everyone know. And if you can only give like a couple of quid, give a couple of quid, because I'll tell you what, if
everyone gives a couple
of everyone gave a couple
people
of pounds,
gave £2, that'd be like 400 grand.
your math is impeccable.
Something like that.
You should, are you any Aluko? You do the math. That's the goal of the game,
In disguise.
It's the goal of the game.
Yeah.
Rain Man. but yeah, we'd love to see as many of you there as possible.
If both teams scored the same amount of goals, then no one wins.
There'll be a penalty, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us all this season. It's genuinely been a pleasure. We love the community element of it and being able to interact with you guys every Tuesday. It's been fantastic. Thank you to all the guests that have come on this year as well. We've had some incredible guests.
Yeah.
And obviously all the pundits as well that have chimed in and helped us out. Ash?
Yeah, I just wanted to just give you guys a quick shout out to Team Ash Squad, the people that are in my squad. Got a very good mixture of content creators and FPL community people. Mm. So we've got people like Sham, Praz, Fella, Craig from Man On Pod, Dan, as in Dan Dave, Freddy, Adam Pritchard, Sahi, Boona, John Crawford, Millsy, Meerkat, Nacho,
that's a good
Skipper,
team.
Era, Faith,
it's a very good
George
team.
Bailey, who's a watcher of the show. Mm. Like, there's a real mix of talent and people from different parts of the FPL community. So it's going to be amazing. Like Nick said, make sure you donate. Use the links. And are we still taking sign-ups?
I think we're pretty much calling it now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit tight.
All right. Well, I've got 18 in my squad, and I'm very, very happy with my team, and it promises to be a good day.
I'm the same.
And for those that can't make it down there, of course, we're going to be live streaming the event. There'll be, like, chats around during the game. Hopefully, we'll get, like, someone on commentary.
Why don't you make a third team?
A third team? Maybe next year if we get more. But we're going to be wearing like body-worn cameras. Some of the players are going to be mic'd up. So it's going to be good. And we'll have some drone footage as well. So it should be sick.
Shout out just for parity and to hear the team that's going to beat Ash's team. got FPL Daxland. We got James Drury, the Iceman, of course. FPL Potato, Az, Sergster. I've got Ed from Fantasy Football Scout, of course. FPL Savage, Daryl is a savage both on and off the pitch. FPL Focal, Plonker, Bruno, FPL Witty Name, Mo Trophy, of course, FPL Discomfort, FPL Champman, Craig Burgess, who was player 429 on the older Squid Games.
Squid Games, yeah.
FPL Jim, obviously Jim Daly, the comedian, Panda, and myself with maybe a little 2-minute cameo.
Yeah.
If I can,
that's two pretty well-balanced teams.
Roll the years back. Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Where's Johnny?
For the shout out to, he's away,
he's away
in Italy, isn't he?
He's away.
But he's on.
Yeah.
Put his own chat. Put his own chat.
Yeah.
Wow, he's to cancel that trip.
Don't worry, he'll probably dial in.
Jonathan and Mike Cappin, just shouting out in the show. And Boris Blifix, thank you there.
Yeah, George.
Mike, Tuesday nights are going to be a drag. Don't despair. We aren't going to wait till like preseason. We will be doing a few shows throughout the summer. As always, dropping some non-FPL and sometimes non-football irreverent chats to keep you entertained potentially on a Tuesday night. But we'll let you know in due course. When we do those shows, once we've worked out what the hell we're going to talk about.
Yep. Shout out to George. Juice has genuinely been a highlight of my week this season, lads. So thanks for doing what you do. Great banter, insight, and the most outside of the box FPL content out there. Thank you very much, mate. Boris Smith, this is a wicked show as per. Love it. Guys, you make this show worth doing. So thank you for your support. Thanks for watching. Sim, you're up now.
Yes.
Got to stick to FPL.
Yes, time for time to start doing some real FPL content.
We're done fluffing. So you can now listen to the real Donnies talk about FPL. They might be able to help you out next season. Probably won't get your top 10K like me and Nick, but is what it is.
Well, to be fair, between both of our shows, Nick has the highest rank.
What, this season?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Can you see if your brother's free?
Even a clock,
for next season?
Even a clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, but I've been right four times out of the last 5 years.
On that note,
that's where you're going wrong.
Thank you so much, guys. Message me if you want a top 10K next season. Bye, Felicia.
Shut your damn mouth.